going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ken Rosenthal, along with Jeff Passan, two most well-known, influential media, national media people in baseball. Am I right about
probably
that? Verducci, maybe? Buster Olney? I guess Buster Olney you have to include.
Yeah, I'd say that Rosenthal and Passan, though, are the top two.
Thank you, Limits, for confirming my initial belief.
You're welcome.
Man, am I strung out today. I had a keg of coffee, and Oakmont Bakery brings in, like, they're incredible.
So good. I always get a donut. Maybe two.
I always get five. Yeah.
Oh.
They have these little red donuts with icing, Limits. Have you had one of them?
No. I typically, if I don't get a donut, will go for one of the blueberry muffins that are
yeah.
very good.
Oh, my goodness. Are they good? So Rosenthal dives deep into the possibility of trading Skeens. He says things such as the problem for the Pirates is that their fans do not trust them to do anything even remotely intelligent, which is quite a line.
Would you like to hear what Rosenthal said?
Yes.
We have two clips from his Foul Territory podcast.
I wouldn't call it nonsense, because the question of whether the Pirates should trade Paul Skeens is a legitimate question. I just don't see how it happens at this juncture. The Pirates just fired their manager. Their general manager, Ben Cherington, might not be back after this year. If you're Bob Nutting, the owner of the team, and you're expecting progress this year, he's on record as saying that, and there's no progress, and it's sixth year of Ben Cherington's tenure, what is the likelihood that he will be retained after this year? I would say probably not good.
That's the other problem that he talks about. But the statements, you know, this is different from his podcast the other day. This is him doing a deep dive on it. And again, that's a heck of a line from Rosenthal. And I quote, "The problem for the Pirates is that their fans do not trust them to do anything even remotely intelligent and likely will be infuriated if the team parts with perhaps the best pitcher in franchise history after a little more than one season." We could argue about that because I'm not so sure about that. I've sort of changed a little bit on that this week as well. And here's the other line that stood out from Rosenthal's piece. Skeens is a depreciating asset who will never sign with the Pirates long term. I think everybody in baseball is on board with that belief. So in the end, he says, you know, the best bet is Skeens will be a Pirate on August 1st, but he hardly dismisses the conversation. He hardly dismisses it, and he lays out the case for it. And like you, Limits, he wants better than a Washington return. He says Juan Soto brought back a monstrous return from the Padres to the Nationals. Skeens is under club control for five pennant races. To justify the move, the Pirates would need to beat the return for Soto, and not by a little. Even if contenders were willing to empty their farm systems for Skeens, they almost certainly would be, he says. How many would even have enough talent to make a deal happen? Well, Ken and others, it only takes one. The Red Sox would be mighty interesting, and they're a team that a lot of people talk about with some highly, highly rated prospects. Here's a little dream for you, Limits.
Yes.
And dreams get snuffed very quickly in pirate country, don't they? We had the dream outfield of Polanco, Marte, and McCutcheon, never materialized. We had the dream rotation of Cole, Tyone, Glasnow, maybe Appel. He never even showed up here. Never happened. We have another dream rotation of Skeens, Chandler, Jared Jones. May never happen. But dreams don't die easily in the Starkey household. Where, by the way, every time Key Brian Hayes comes up to the plate, my wife yells, "Oh my God!" Just like that. Is that heard around households in Western Pennsylvania?
The sound that is heard in the Bechtold household is... Just a little sigh.
They get a couple runners on, finally, and then, you know, nobody knows the order from day to day, especially under Shelty, so you never know who's up next, because you're sort of half paying attention, and then old Key Brian walks up to the plate. Oh, my God! Or Tommy Pham walks up to the plate, and then it isn't.
That's me with Triolo or Pham or, you know, half the bottom of the order.
Yeah. Frazier walks to the plate, you know. All we need's a bunt. Pretty much anywhere on the field, like anywhere, except for one tiny little spot back to the pitcher. Well, guess where the ball went, Limits?
Back to the pitcher.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So my dream is still alive for this within the next year and a half. Is it a pipe dream? Yes, it's a pipe dream. Brian Reynolds in right. That's no way to begin a dream, but come on. Brian Reynolds has a consistent track record. He stinks so far this season. But he's going to wind up with 23, 25 homers and 280. You know, Brian Reynolds in right, O'Neill Cruz in center. Player you get for Skeens in left needs to be an all-star. Good old Spencer Horwitz pounding his chest at first base. Termar Johnson, who has started to hit in Altoona, I might remind you, Limits, at second base. The other guy you get for Skeens at third. And Connor Griffin, who becomes the rare, the only pirate hitting prospect that rockets through the organization. And then you have a rejuvenated Henry Davis and Joe Bart behind the plate. Your pitching staff is led by the likes of Bubba Chandler, currently the number two prospect in all of baseball. Maybe a little Barco here, maybe a little Burrows there, maybe a veteran Mitch Keller here. And the one thing that they've been able to do is bring in veteran pitchers. Maybe even a Harrington here. Maybe the guy they take sixth overall this year or third overall next year cracks your lineup. Do you like that dream, Limits? Do you have the same dream?
I have a similar dream.
What's your dream?
I think that Connor Griffin is going to end up being an outfielder. So I would end up moving Brian Reynolds from the outfield to DH.
Okay.
Brian Reynolds is my
dream.
Very
fair.
DH.
Who's your shortstop in your dream?
Whoever they acquire in the Skeens hypothetical trade.
Okay. An Abrams type player.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would rather have Connor Griffin play in center and move Cruz to a position more like right field.
Very nice.
He would play there. Griffin
Please continue
in center,
your dream.
Griffin in center, Cruz in right, another All-Stars type of player that they acquire for Skeens in left.
Okay. Not Tommy Pham 2 years from now?
Not Tommy Pham.
To try and justify that big $4 million they spent?
I think Termar Johnson eventually moving to third could be beneficial for them.
Okay.
Because I am a Nick Gonzalez believer.
All right.
At second base.
Horwitz at first?
No. Somebody else that they acquire or who they draft in an upcoming draft.
Holy ostrich follicles.
Yes.
I thought for sure you'd have Horwitz.
And then Joey Barton and Henry Davis, because again, we're dreaming for Henry Davis, would be my catchers.
There you go. And usually teams have, 28 teams usually have somebody surprising as a position player rise through their system, don't they?
Typically.
Yeah.
Who's the last Pirate surprise rise position player?
Boy.
Sawinski was for a year before he fell off the face of the earth. Adam Frazier was a good player for them in the middle rounds that they developed. But again, we're not talking guys that became bona fide stars for 10 years or dependable players.
International signings. You're allowed to do those too.
Marte.
Zhang
Ho-Gung for sure.
When he got here was a revelation.
Marte.
Polanco
was.
When they put him in their system, right?
Yeah. Polanco never lived up to expectations.
No, he didn't. I'm saying it was a guy who, I don't remember, honestly, when they signed him, were people saying, oh my God, this is a great international signer, or did he rise through the system pretty quickly?
He was considered a good prospect.
He was considered a great prospect, I know that.
Yeah, but when they signed him, he was considered good.
I don't know, the
prospect, last top 25 type
surprising
of guy.
Pirate to rise through the system? You got me. You got me there, Limits.
I think Glasnow...
That's why I said 28 teams usually have that.
Glasnow is a fifth-round pick.
I'm talking position player.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. I don't remember one.
Not many.
We might be missing.
Probably Frazier that ended up being an all-star for 1 year for
them. Let's take a call or two before we go to Ray.
Yes, let's do that. Brett in the South Side calls in with a very interesting take, a little bit off the beaten path. But
hello, Brett.
Here's Brett.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I've never been worse, and I appreciate you asking. How are you?
I'm good. I just got my horn shut off on my car because I locked my keys in my trunk in the South Side.
What do you got?
But I digress. I had to laugh about that the other day. All right, so, Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel. And it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees. So I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
What part of town?
In the Strip. 100% confirmed. I'm not a flaky dude. I would never call in and tell you something that's not true.
Limits.
Now,
limits.
That means.
Okay. So again, tell me. You had, was this a buddy of yours who told you, and who confirmed it?
No. I have a cleaning company. I do restaurants and bars for a lot of 12 different places.
Yeah.
One of which is in the Strip. I saw Aaron Rodgers at 6:15 getting into an SUV by himself. I went and cleaned the location that I cleaned, and I came back and talked to a hotel employee and had it confirmed. It was, in fact, Aaron Rodgers this morning in town. I don't know what that means. I don't mean if he's come here to play more games with us or he's signing. It's going to be announced soon or whatever, but he was, in fact, in the Strip District at a hotel this morning.
Limits, what do you make of this? This guy sounds, I mean, he sounds very real. He's a Pittsburgh guy through and through.
Yeah,
right?
I think Brett sounds credible.
What high school did you go to, Brett?
Well, I gave you stories about Najee eating pizza on 14th Street. I got a picture with Robert Woods outside of Jack's from last week.
I'm more interested in the high school. Which high school did you go to?
Well, I went to Maplewood in Ohio, and all morning I'm sitting here for an hour trying to re-roster my peewee team who's was second in state to try to make sense of the Pirates.
Well, maybe the guy was trying to get us. I don't know for sure.
He really undermined his case with that last laugh, Limits.
I know. That's
that
why
sounded
I'm a little
somewhat crazed.
Yeah. I have a crazy inkling that might have been Johnny the Barber.
Yeah, that's.
It might have been Johnny the Barber.
Why would Aaron stay in the Strip District? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's not a bad spot.
I didn't say it was a bad spot, but if he's coming into Pittsburgh, I would think downtown. Probably. Somebody's house, maybe?
The Strip District is starting to become more of a booming place.
Okay. All right. Then maybe he is here.
Maybe he's
here. Did you believe him? The last laugh, the maniacal laugh undermined everything.
Yeah, the last part, I think. I'm starting to doubt that.
Yeah. Although you, on social media, had an incredible Rodgers lookalike signing at the Pirate game,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Did that guy look like Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, my
God.
That
caught the Spencer Horwitz ball? And then...
It was a great call by you to say that.
Our guy Sean in Imperial said, no, that's actually my buddy John.
That's a great
response. It's
actually
my friend John, not Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think there's any chance we get word today on the verge of OTA's limits or no?
Maybe. I think it's possible.
Well, let's ask Ray Fittipaldo next. Yeah. That was a very exciting hour, I thought. The Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. In this show, you know, every Wednesday, Starkey's Card of the Week. Brought to you by the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Let's ask Ray about his story today. The biggest questions going into OTAs. One of them just jumped off the page to me. And then, of course, we'll replay the Aaron Rodgers sighting call, won't we, for him limits coming up next. Why are your eyes lighting up? I worry when that happens.
No, I was just checking the text line and everything and just trying to...
What are they saying?
See if the text line thinks that they're credible. People are asking, what hotel was it? And some people are saying that that caller about Rodgers can't be correct. There's no hotels in the Strip District.
Well, that's what I was saying. Who stays? Do people stay there? I don't want to shortchange the Strip District.
Well, another caller says that the Westin is on the border of the Strip and downtown.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Volleyball tournaments that my daughter's gone to, teams stay at that. That's very true.
Another texter says, guys, Rodgers was in Texas to record with Joe Rogan on his podcast on Wednesday. It makes total sense for him to be here.
Why would him being in Texas equate to making total sense that he's here?
Meaning that he wasn't in his home in California, so maybe he was off and rolling somewhere else. I don't know.
All right. What was that guy's name?
Brett in the South Side.
Brett on the South Side. If you call back limits and double down on your story without the maniacal laugh and tell him which hotel it was, I'll put more stock into it. Call him back. Go ahead. Fan weather, cloudy today, a high of Devin Bush 55, but into the low 50s for the Pirate game. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Dr. Raymond Fittipaldo next. Is that phone ringing limits or no?
Not yet.
Yeah, we're not going to get a call, are we?
We don't know yet. We'll see.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.